If everyone will stand before God without excuse, what's holding you back from sharing the truth you already know, right where you are today? What excuses, fears, or rejections, worries about being winsome or assuming others are ignorant have kept you from proclaiming Christ boldly in the public square today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you are having such a blessed day. We're going to dive into God's Word in just a few moments, but if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Because why? We know if we change our hearts, we're going to change the public square. If you're not a financial partner with FPIW, yet, I want to encourage you to make a monthly donation. Any amount really does help us out, whether it's big or small. We truly want to keep these programs on the air. So today's devotional comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." So this is our Wrath of God series. And if you didn't get the hold of that, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. God does not reveal his wrath against those who are righteous and found in Christ Jesus. Because why? They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They're holding down the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them. And we talked about in the last couple of days that God is a faithful God, and he's faithful to reveal to all of humanity the truth of his word, the truth of his law that he's written upon their hearts, and we're going to see this, they're going to be without excuse. "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made." So creation, all of creation is pointing towards God, so that they are without excuse. And this is the main point for today. Every human being who's ever been, whoever will be, is without excuse. There's no excuses. When you stand before God on Judgment Day, no excuses. And we're going to talk about that today, because what are the things that God has revealed to you? It's very important that you understand this. Has God revealed his son Jesus Christ to you? Has God revealed that you shouldn't murder, or you shouldn't commit adultery, or that you shouldn't steal or lie? Has God revealed to you that you need a savior and that you're a sinner? Has God revealed to you that you are not that big of a deal, that God is the big deal, and that he should work on your heart and your mind, and we should turn our lives over to him? Well, let's look at John chapter 15, verse 18. It says, "If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you." Isn't that reassuring? Jesus speaking here, he says, get a clue, guys. If the world hates you, you should know it hated me first. "If you were of the world would love its own." This is very important. When you go into the public square today and you're showing up at your workplace, or maybe it's a Saturday for you and you're just relaxing and chilling, whatever it might be, you might show up at Lowe's or Home Depot or something. "If you were of the world would love you. But because you are not of the world, because I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." So think about this. I think it's important that you understand that God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, and the world hated it. And we can't expect the world to love us, to care for us. And we need to understand that they're going to persecute us. "But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake," says Jesus, "because they do not know the one who sent me." The whole problem is on the liberal left and on the Republican right, the whole problem that we're having, why none of this seems to be working, is because we don't understand that Jesus Christ was sent by the Father, and they hate righteousness. "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sinned. But now they have no excuse for their sin." Did you see that word there? No excuse for their sin. Jesus reveals himself to all of humanity. He has from the beginning to the end, from Adam until now. Jesus has been revealing himself. And this is why Abraham, when he believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness. He said, God, your word is true. And it was credited to him as righteous. Why? Because Abraham would not have had an excuse. He who hates me hates my father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me, and my father as well. Think about that. The world hated Jesus and the father as well. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Wow. The world may hate us with a cause sometimes because we're a pain in the neck or what have you. But Jesus, they hated without a cause. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Holy Spirit of truth, or the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you will also testify also because you know who have been, let me try that again. And you will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have written to you so that you may be kept from stumbling. I love this. And I think it's important, what this verse. I mean, it goes from chapter 15 down to chapter 16. And to think about for just a moment, the very fact that he wrote these things about how the world hates us, how they persecuted him, how the world will, they don't know the Father, how there's not going to be any excuse. He said that, I'm saying this so that you don't stumble. They will make you outcasts from the synagogue, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. These things they will do because they have not known the Father or me. He reinforces that if the problem is they haven't known the Father or Jesus Christ. But the things I have spoken to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. These things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. So what's the point of this? The point is, we're living in a day and age where persecution is rising. In the time of this recording, Charlie Kirk just 1 week ago was brutally assassinated and silenced. And he was a man of God that feared God, reverenced God, and he believed in religious liberty, and he also believed in free speech, and he also entered into the debate realm of the public square. And we're going to see these persecutions go up, 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 and up. And every person that is persecuting us is going to be without excuse, just like we're without excuse. We can't stand before God and say, I didn't know, I didn't understand, and neither can they. Ignorance will not be a cause for salvation. It is only through the blood of Jesus Christ that you can be saved by faith through grace. And that, not a work of yourself, but the work of your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. So think about this for a moment as you go throughout your day. Maybe you're showing up to work on this Saturday and you're thinking, what do I do? Maybe this is a Sunday. I don't know what day it is. But whatever day it is, you're going to show up somewhere and do something and interact with others. No one in the room has an excuse. None. So if you're not supposed to be afraid of them, and you're not supposed to be worried about what they think of you, why not share Jesus with them? Why not tell them about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lamb and the Lion? Why not shout from the rooftops that God is able to do something? Because the world's going to hate you anyways. So what do you have to lose? They're never going to love you. If you truly love Jesus Christ, the world is not going to accept you, love you. So that means it doesn't even matter if we're politically correct anymore. It doesn't even matter if we're woke and we're saying these things. What do I mean? We went through those seasons where many of us were that way because we thought, well, we'll win them over. We'll grab them and they'll want to embrace the gospel. Not true. God has made himself evident to every human being. And our winsomeness isn't what's going to convince them to serve Jesus Christ. It's the truth of God's word that we need to present. And they won't have an excuse. We don't have an excuse. Nobody will have an excuse. And so think about the excuses that you may be carrying today. Jesus wants to set you free from your excuses. And he wants you to be a bold witness in the public square today so that you can share the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ, that we're all sinners. We need a savior, that Jesus paid for that sin and he conquered sin and death through his resurrection. Also, you don't need to stumble today. You don't need to stumble in your silence. For some of you, silence is incredibly difficult. You know, it's something that you do often. You shut down and you don't say anything. Today, you're going to be bold and speak. For some of you, it's being a loudmouth. And God's, today, you're going to be quiet. We're all different. And God wants to use us mightily. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we go into the public square today, whether it's going to church or whether it's standing in, you know, at a marketplace or whether it's running a counter or in corporate America, whatever it might be, give us great boldness. Help us to see that people are without excuse. So, and help us to see that we're without excuse. We have no excuse not to share Jesus. God, we know we're supposed to share him. We're supposed to tell people about him. So God, remove those excuses in our mind. Like they won't listen. They won't understand. God, you are already at work in all of humanity. You are making yourself and have made yourself evident to everyone. So help us to come aside with great boldness, courage, and strength to speak truth, to do it in love, to be compassionate, but have abundant clarity that if they do not have Jesus, if I do not have Jesus, I will end up in hell. God, we just thank you for what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.